The Vice President's prognosis is terrific. This device is going to be invisible to him. It, in many ways, and I know this phrase has been put out in the media, this really is an insurance policy for him.
Dr. Jonathan Reiner of George Washington University Hospital in Washington, D.C. Doctors have implanted a cardioverter defibrillator in Vice President Cheney's chest. The device will deliver a shock to the Vice President's heart if and when his heart stops beating normally. Mr. Cheney, of course, has had a history of cardiovascular disease and suffered the first of four heart attacks back in 1978. In the 1980s, he underwent coronary bypass surgery and angioplasty, opened a blocked artery around his heart in March of this year. All indications are this morning that the operation he underwent today has been a total success. Stuart Sides is a cardiologist in private practice in Washington, D.C. and vice chairman of cardiology at the Washington Hospital Center. Dr. Sides, thanks for being back with us.
Good morning.
And you saw the press conference at George Washington University Hospital that doctors have been giving until recently. Any distance between your interpretation?
No, not really. I think what went on this morning was what was anticipated. Mm-hmm. The procedure was a two-part procedure. He had what was called an electrophysiologic study, which is a diagnostic procedure where stimuli are put into the heart using electrical catheters, mm-hmm. to see if he has the capacity to develop a sustained rhythm disturbance. Remember that his monitoring studies, which got him down this road in the first place, showed short bursts of these potentially dangerous rhythm disturbances, and the diagnostic part of the study today was to see if he had the capacity to sustain these potentially dangerous arrhythmias. And the answer was yes, which is not surprising. And then the doctors went to part two, which was the implantation of the cardioverter defibrillator.
Doctor, with respect to your profession, as I understand it, cardiologists can be divided between plumbers and electricians. And this procedure today was for Mr. Cheney's the electricity, the wiring in Mr. Cheney, and not the plumbing.
Well, that's correct, although I think it would be inaccurate to say that his problems with coronary heart disease and this problem, that is the electrical problem, are unrelated. In fact, they are intimately related. And it is the scarring in his heart muscle, the effect of the previous heart attacks, mm-hmm. That give him the substrate that allows for the genesis of these mm-hmm. rhythm disturbances.
So the faulty plumbing affected the wiring.
Well, yes, I guess that's a good way of putting it. I think the takeaway message, or a takeaway message, ought to be that this is not a separate process, that he has really not deteriorated, but rather surveillance has resulted in the identification of a potential complication of his coronary disease, and today's diagnostic procedures and therapeutic procedure were oriented toward that.
Let me ask about the cardioverter defibrillator that's been placed in his chest. Defibrillator, a lot of people think of those paddles that you would put on someone's heart. Is this what it is?
Yes, it is, in fact. The function of it is very similar to the paddles that people have seen on television and in the movies, and hopefully not in person, but perhaps so, that can write an abnormal rhythm. The difference is, in his case, is that the entire apparatus is self-contained and implanted, and it has both a detection circuit that allows it to identify these abnormal rhythms and then respond in a hierarchical fashion with a variety of potential electrical therapies, culminating in an internal shock, if you will. It is important to remember that the energy of the shock that's required from an internal defibrillator is quite a bit less than that would be than that which would be required from an external defibrillator by a factor of 10 or more, because the electrodes are in direct contact with the heart muscle as opposed to the electrodes being in contact with the chest wall.
And someone who has this device, they have a comfortable, normal life?
Very much so. It's important to remember that in the vice president's case, this is being inserted prophylactically. It's a safety net, if you will. And it may be that he will go months, even years, without experiencing a defibrillator discharge. If so, it would have been prophylactic therapy that was not utilized. On the other hand, if he experiences a discharge from the device, it may well be life-saving.
I want to follow up on a question I heard during the press conference, Doctor, and that is Vice President Cheney has had a number of procedures on his heart and the area around his heart at this particular point. Does it follow that the more procedures you have, the more maintenance you have to have? Doesn't some of this stuff give out eventually?
Well, the answer in a general way is yes, and of course the Vice President should be, and I'm sure is, under a high level of surveillance from the medical point of view, as would be any patient with his history. I think I wouldn't say he doesn't get special treatment because he's vice president, but certainly any of our patients who've got his constellation of findings, procedures, and devices would be followed very closely. The defibrillator or device that he has can be followed rather easily, since these are very smart devices that have a variety of telemetry systems that allow them to be monitored by a physician using, as I said, telemetry and a computer that will allow one to see what the battery life is, how many times the device has discharged, whether it has discharged appropriately, what rhythm disturbances were detected. And so, indeed, there is maintenance. And, of course, since this is a battery-driven device, the battery will need to be watched, and the generator will need to be changed when the battery comes toward the end of its useful life.
In the 30 seconds we have left, Doctor, can I ask you, if this heart device does have to kick in at some point, does it affect Mr. Cheney, his deportment, his thinking, his judgment, anything?
If he receives a discharge, he will know it. Patients who have these devices say that it is akin to being kicked in the chest. You know, it is unpleasant, but transient, but it's not. It will be noticeable.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
You're quite welcome.
Dr. Stuart Seides is the Vice Chairman of Cardiology at the Washington Hospital Center in Washington, D.C. Vice President Cheney has undergone successful surgery in Washington, D.C. this morning. His prognosis is considered excellent.